before the vaccine came out, Pfizer was part of the Dow. And then in August of 2020, they were removed from the Dow. And I think they'd been in, listed on the Dow for like 17 years. Did that, did they, the people that controlled the you know, the components of the Dow, were they aware of the negative press that might come out of this with the virus and the, I mean, the vaccine? Was there some political reason they removed them?
Kelly Loeffler is a good listener.
Okay. Yeah. And her husband was
owned
the,
he owned
ICE and the Dow. Okay. So they knew that it was
going to
be
easy. So it was insider. It would have destroyed when it falls. When it falls, it's going to destroy the Dow. Well, my God, the look at this, you know, the stock shares that they actually have to the stock sales that they actually have to what do you call it when you publish? You have to tell them what you're doing. You file your white paper, like
10Ks.
If you own so much stock and you say that
look,
they've sold like $4 billion worth of stock. The people on the board.
Yeah. And I heard that
what they're trying to say is that they're soon going to discover that there was a nigra in the woodshed. That's what they're fixing to discover.
Right.
The point of why it's significant of why Pfizer was dropped from the Dow 30 was because with the amount, who paid for the vaccine? The government.
U.S. government.
No humans paid for their vaccine. So now you have a company whose only customer is the government. And that started with Trump and then went to Biden. But the only customer was the government. And so the agencies that are in charge of this company is also the who? The government.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a pretty nasty twist. But here's the rub. Pfizer would be the largest company in the world based on the money that they have made off of this non-researched vaccination that Fauci had together since before the COVID was released. So there's three inlines that come and go. This is going to be the ugliest thing that's ever been ugly. Now, to make matters worse, look up the, what is the record for the officers of Pfizer have sold billions of dollars of this same stock that they got thrown out of from the Dow 30 over the counter. They've taken all that money out and they'll resign. They'll be sorry. And if you remember when this all started, the only people who got immunity from the COVID vaccination was Pfizer. You can't sue them. You can't hurt them. You can't hate them. You can't say bad things about them. They have immunity. So they have no reason. The Loeffler family knew this was going to be the blackest eye of all black eyes, so they got rid of them before it went down. So they can't say that they were complicit with any of it. That's why it happened.
An example to me would be if Enron had been in the Dow and the people involved in the Dow knew that it was a scam. And so they removed, you know, before the, things fall apart and they get criticized for not being more, using more discretion on putting them in the first place and make it easy for people to invest, they decided to remove Enron as an example. Enron wasn't in the Dow, but it was just a smart business move that, whether they knew it exactly or not, it was a possibility that this thing could go awry, just based on what Ion says. They're making They're making huge profits. I think they made $55 billion in the last quarter. They have no development cost. They all they do is, and the, what they're trying to do is get recurring customers, the little kids. You get two shots, now we get a booster. They're talking about a fourth shot. This will be the cash cow that keeps on paying. But what will happen is the truth is coming out slowly, and it's going to be, there was, you know, this whole thing.
Look, when are we talking about this? Ion just said what we already knew, that the Lefflers got out of it. Then he says it's going to be the biggest fiasco in the world. It's going to come back on the Lefflers. They're not going to escape, or Ion tells how they are going to escape. Even though they made a move, they didn't.
Why would it come back on the Lefflers?
Because they knew. They should have warned the government or something, rather than kick them out and still let them run a rancid.
The government.
They didn't make any fucking
effort. The government is who did it. The government is
did
who did
what?
It.
Fauci did what did the government do?
Created,
what did the government do?
Created COVID and created the vaccine simultaneously.
So how much of that is going to become public in some kind of the simple people can understand that happened?
Well, Jesus fucking God. Jesus fucking God, you just now laid it out for all of them, so, hey, kids.
They're not hearing us. They're not hearing us, so how are they going to find out about it?
Oh, okay. Well, then they're not hearing us, so I guess they'll never come out.
No. You explain why they won't hear about it.
We say in the
middle just like,
no, not you, Mark. We're talking to Ion. Why would they, why aren't the people going to find out about it? Even though you say it's going to be the biggest fucking thing in the darkest spot in history.
They are going to find out. They are going to find
how?
Out.
How are they going to find out?
People are falling over dead, Bob. People are having blood clots in their hearts to stop their heart to have the,
okay, so,
the.
Right. So the natural question is who's going to do what to who to get, justice? What do you know about that?
There's no justice. There is no justice. Pfizer got immunity before they put out the first vaccine. They said, we're here to
okay, so what's going
to
happen there? Since there's no justice, what are these outraged people going to do?
Well, most of them are going to be dead, so it doesn't really matter what they're going to do. And that's what the government's counting on. They're thinning the herd, Bob. They're thinning the herd.
And isn't this part of the plan anyway?
Yeah.
These people
but
were...
It ain't George Soros. But it ain't George Soros, for God's sake. It's just the bigger picture. Bob knows. He's being testy.
The revelation says this. For some reason, this is happening now anyways in nature.
Right.
Is it because the poles are flipping? That's the simple answer?
Well, I don't know.
That's one little part. That's an inconvenience. That's a fly in the ointment.
Okay, so what's the bigger part? What's a bigger part?
The rain that melts concrete. That's probably a little part.
Matter changing. That's matter. Where'd that come from? That's matter changing. What made it change?
AL2SO4. And there's a whole bunch more that goes along with that. Bert can do
yeah.
It. Right
where did that come
hat.
From? So Al Gore was right.
Carbon.
Or AOC was right.
No.
A generalization about the fucking carbon or something is too much. What is significant and different about AL2SO4? And why did that happen?
Because you said it was going to happen.
I didn't say it. I was told by you, and you've been saying it.
Well, you set the doomsday scenario of FEMA cramps, ultimate slack, killing all these systems, running it all into the ground and getting it back to a place where we go home. And so that's what we're doing.
Oh, I see. This
you
is start, part of the...
We're doing
this
our
is
part.
The way...
We're doing our
I
part.
Told them... I told them... No. I don't know if you're doing your part, but I told people back in Andromeda that we're going to fall and we'll get back. So you're saying my plan was to get us down here, kill everybody off, and then a few stragglers make it back. And they'll claim we got back. Well, a lot of people didn't get back. They fell for it.
Well, a lot of people didn't ascend. So, but a lot will.
Did I leave that out? When I told them in Andromeda that I'd get us all back, did I tell them, well, only a few of you are going to get back? Did I say that?
No. You didn't know. They didn't know the number that left that was supposed to die. There wasn't supposed to be this many people, Bob. If you'd have done us the right the first five times you did it, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
So I did it wrong. I did it wrong.
No, you just didn't finish it. Like everything else, you just didn't quite finish it. You did gave it a good college try.
Well, if I didn't, well, that could be held against me. That could be. I'm the guy who's going to go to court.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's going to be
caught. The judges, quartered. All the judges are going to be dead, Bob. Don't worry about it. That's the last thing you got. There's no grand. There won't be, everybody that's alive on your grand jury are going to be for you, Bob. They're not going to be against you. Don't worry.
Are you getting the plot here, Mark? You see how we got a new part of the plot that's unfolded due to my interrogation tonight? We now know exactly how I'm going to sneak out of all this shit.
Yeah. Well,
that makes it funny.
You convinced us to fall, right? So,
And
to what?
Yeah, as Garen stands back and just and gives an SMH, SMH, just shakes her head.
Yeah.
Anyways, I maybe Ian told a little bit. Like he doesn't. The SO4 is causing a change, but there's a bunch of people who want to kill everybody. He hasn't explained who they are or how different they are from the aliens or not.
Yeah.
The question is, who is running the cabal?
Well, didn't we mention that there was a war in heaven, Bob? You know, we've made
that one. That's a little abstract.
Really?
But yeah.
Aliens want the humans to die so they can take over? Oh, okay, that's a little abstract, a little obtuse.
And you say that it's not wise to talk about the alien factor.
That's why we were trying to remain as ambivalent as we possibly could. But we have the, we have the great interrogator. The great pretender. No, Bob is the great interrogator. So he's going to expose it one way or the other, even to his own chagrin.
Yeah, I'm going to expose it. Did you see
the
hacker who celebrated himself for hacking the go send me give me money?
Yeah.
He was yelling and screaming, "You guys can't do nothing to me." Was he channeling me?
Yeah, it could have been. Okay.
Basically, Bob.
45 minutes ago, Ion gave me the answer by just saying four words. Kelly Loeffler was listening. Now, you put a target on all of our backs, Bob. You've blown this wide open.
Yeah, I pushed it further. Now you know more.
I don't think we know more.
Yes, we do. We never heard what's going to happen to me in the trial. When I'm Eichmann,
there's not going to be a trial. There's not going to be a trial.
No, hey, you have least to worry about than anybody. You got bodyguards, you got bunkers,
Thing is that Ion is has to stay on duty the whole time to keep that going, to keep me protected.
Yeah. Okay.
The information you get is limited due to that factor.
Defense attorney will get up there and he'll say, "This man hasn't done a goddamn thing in his whole goddamn life except steal other dead people's books and have his picture taken with people that his wife loaned money to, and his Subon has all the evidence to prove it, and that's why she's protected, because she has all the proof in the upper left-hand corner of her barrage of a garage of boxes of bullshit to stack up there. And one is a little cold. You bring that up. And it proves that Bob from Dalhousie forward has not done one goddamn thing in his whole living life except kill a lot of people. But this ain't a murder trial, Your Honor. This ain't a murder trial. Pfizer is the murderer. Pfizer is the murderer." And so, didn't ask the case dismissed. Or Bob will get on the stand and says, "Well, Your Honor, most of those people needed killing. I'm sorry. I should have done this way earlier. I let it go. A lot less people would have died if we'd had a lot less herd to thin." Just saying.
Yep.
My buddy George Soros, I've loaned him all of his money, and he's done great work on the for the A-team, because see, in Club 22, we knew what to do. So that that's how the secret council at the end finally has come to pass. And fuck Skulling's crossbones. What? How do you think they got the Harvard Trust in the first place, though? You know, think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've stayed around, Mark, so I can correct you, bring you through the gauntlet, and you get here to a crystal hard image of what's going on.
Well, I will re-listen to this and take some copious notes. And are the great interrogator.
And you'll find out just how inappropriate and ridiculous you are at every front, according to Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob doesn't care if I think I got my answer. He wants to push it.
Well, I want you to get the answer, not the one you thought you needed to get.
He wants you to get his answer, not your answer. You got to ask the question, but Bob wants you to get his answer, because all the time.
Yeah, you're usually
just getting tiny
little.
Bob says that, too. He says, what do I know? I don't know anything. I listen to Carolyn. What do I know? That's the Bob. Oh, okay, I don't know anything. I got this. It is easy. What do we do? When do we eat?
I do that. I say that to protect Mark.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good.
I don't know. I got a bunch of scattered notes here. It's not.
Don't take notes.
Don't take notes. That doesn't solve anything.
Yeah. I mean, too many words being mentioned to have a concise note.
Mark. How in the hell do you think he would get the content for something like the type on his facial book page? He's trying to get this ready for press before morning so that the rest of the Dow Jones can be thoroughly investigated by the SEC, which, by the way, approved Pfizer in the first place. Approval. Bob had to spit. Go harder. Go harder, Bob. Go harder.
Well, you know, at the same time they removed Pfizer, they took out Exxon. Exxon has been in the Dow since 1928, and they removed them. And maybe I'll ask Ion at a future date about that. But hey, if there was any reason for Exxon to be pissed off after being in there for 95 years, that could be the ones.
But I'm going to play my private session so you guys get informed.
Okay.